Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday, December 18th. And I'm your host, Woody Overton.
And I'm your host, Cindy Overton.
That's right. Co-hosting this mug. Co-hosting. Look, we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for continuing to listen and like and share. Thank you, Patreon and Convicts. I hope you're enjoying your bonus commercial-free early episodes and hashtag Justice for Haley, all the videos and everything else that we put up. Want to give a shout out to anyone that is hurting this time of the year. One of our OG lifers' husband passed away, I think yesterday or 2 days ago when you hear this. And we love you, Ruthie, and praying for you. But that goes for any of y'all out there. Holidays are a hard time and, you know, just hard. Much as they are joyous, they're very, very hard for a lot of people. And we send y'all all the love and well wishes.
For sure. He was an amazing man, specifically Ruthie's.
And had been to the Crew Bash and our events. And
major,
we were blessed to have known him, mm-hmm. and blessed to have Ruthie in our lives, and blessed to have all y'all. Yeah. And we love you.
Yes.
So anyway,
Ruthie's been significant in growing Real Life for Crime and absolutely. Spreading the word. And absolutely. He was just a class act.
Absolutely. I agree. And super, super mm-hmm. great guy. And Ruthie and I message all the time, private. She sends me stuff and, you know, just has always been there for me, and Ruthie, we're there for you, sweetie, and we love you. So with that being said, let's get on to some true crime time for Wednesday.
Yes.
All right. So look, I do not like to do these stories, but, and you know, true crime is true crime. If I had the name, I wouldn't give you the name. Well, actually, I do have the name, but I'm not going to give you the name because I believe reporting on these stories absolutely cause copycats. And whether it's immediately or, you know, 6 months down the line, it puts these ideas in people's heads. Well, we're going to go to Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, which I've been through many times on our way to Shane and Tracy's house. And I'm sure you all know by now that a 15-year-old girl killed a teacher and a teenage student in a shooting that happened on Monday. And this was at a private Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. She also wounded 6 others. And I'm not even going to say her name. She was identified as the shooter who opened fire inside a study hall inside the Abundant Life Christian School. That's according to Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. And responding officers found her with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and she died on the way to the hospital. Now, police were speaking with her father and other family members, and they're all cooperating, and you know, they're searching the home and everything else. The chief didn't say, I mean, he declined to give any further details about the shooter, mostly out of respect for the family. He said he lost someone as well, Barnes said of the shooter's father. And so we're not going to rush the information. We'll take our time and make sure we do our due diligence. And Chief Barnes said officers responded just before 11 a.m. to a second grade student's 911 call, which reported the shooting. The shooter used a handgun, and according to the chief, they haven't determined a motive for the attack. He said, I don't know why, and I feel like if we did know why, we could stop these things from happening. Now, the teacher and the student that were killed in the shooting have not yet been identified. Chief Barnes said six that were wounded, two were students, and they are in critical condition. And a teacher and three other students were also hospitalized, but two of them were later released. Chief Barnes said he did not believe that the school, which has 200 students, y'all, which is basically my high school, K through 12, that I graduated from, he didn't believe that they had a school resource officer. The school didn't have metal detectors, but did have security cameras and other, you know, security protocols in place. You know, I hate the fact that our schools have to have metal detectors, much less school resource officers. And it's just a different world than what we grew up in, sin. And, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to all of them. Our hearts and prayers go out to shooter's family and the people that loved her. She was 15 years old, y'all, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm sure there's mental health issues or whatever. I don't know, but I'm not going to give in any more than I would if it was a male shooter or whatever, not saying the name, but the focus should be on that community and those families and all those people. So prayers for them.
Many, many prayers for them.
So there's that to start out. And again, prayers and prayers, 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 prayers. Right?
Many, many prayers, like Woody said, for the community and all the families involved. Well, I have an update.
It's time for Family Matters. All right, update us.
So I don't, if you remember, Benjamin and Christina Cotton, they were the ones that locked their kids in cages, and they have pleaded guilty to child torture.
Naturally.
So a Minnesota couple has been sentenced to 4 years after they locked their children in cages for their safety. 4 years. 4 years.
I know.
I think their kids were, Benjamin and Christina Cotton, Red Wing, were sentenced by Goodhue County judge on Friday, December 13th, after they pleaded guilty to one count of child torture after they kept their kids in makeshift cages at their home for 4 years.
Yeah, I get it.
So
they're getting a year.
Locked in a cage for 4 years. I mean, oh my gosh. The couple was arrested and charged with 16 counts in June of 2023. And they initially received 2 counts of child torture, 7 counts of malicious punishment of a child, and 7 counts of neglecting a child. But in September, they made a plea deal, just missing 15 counts. That's
crazy.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Okay. So on August 17th, 2022, Health and Human Services received a report of someone calling over concerns about the Cotton's 4 young children as they accused the couple of offering forms of extreme punishment on their kids, including locking them in cages. And the criminal complaint obtained by different news outlets said an investigator with Red Wing Police and a social worker made a welfare check to visit the Cottons. And they greeted them at the residence and said the children had been locked up for their safety. So in the bedroom, the investigator and social worker found a 2-year-old child trapped inside a playpen that was covered by what appeared to be a dog gate.
Boy, that's crazy.
And 2 children aged 5 and 7 were also located in a bunk bed in the room that had been covered and made it converted into an actual cage. So a 9-year-old child was also found, but unconfined, but in the basement. So according to the complaint, per multiple reports, Christina initially said that the kids were kept locked up to keep them from dying because door alarms and childproof locks would not work, and they were usually locked up at night.
Well, she could be locked up, keep her from dying.
She said she hadn't released the kids that day because she woke up late. She hadn't released the keys.
The kids.
Yeah, it was released. Authorities determined that the children were locked up for at least 13 hours before the social worker and investigator arrived there. Mm-mm. And the 3 older children had extensive bruising, and the youngest wore a diaper duct taped to its skin.
Nice.
Several instances of child abuse were reported by the children in interviews, including being hit really hard.
Yeah.
And having their hands tied with duct tape behind their backs, being hit with a belt if chores weren't done, and not being able to go to the bathroom at night due to being caged.
That's just...
I don't know. I mean, it goes on, and I can't. Enough.
I'm thankful that they are out of the situation, and that I know they're getting all the love in the world, and they'll probably have Santa Claus for the first time this year and everything else. And children are pretty resilient. You know, the ones, I know some that were abused and all that as kids that I worked their cases, and now they're grown ups and they have families of their own and good jobs and everything else. So we hope and pray that's the way that rolls. You know what I mean?
Yes, for sure.
Well,
hey, ladies. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore, because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Beast Mode. All right. Let me tell you about another little boy. And, you know, our son loves his dogs.
Absolutely.
Right?
Especially Ruski.
And then I look at my daddy now, and, you know, he's elderly. And He's old hard ass 48-year trial lawyer, and every time he sees his two dogs, he just stops. Hey babies, you know, like yes. that. And so WL gets that from them.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you about a bulldog, French bulldog named Domino, and he was snatched from his yard by a masked woman in California.
What?
Yeah. But guess what? Everything you do is on camera now, and the thief was caught on camera. Now, this happened in North Hollywood on Tuesday, December 10th at around 7:43 p.m. And according to the timestamp on owner Jason Bitonio's Ring camera. He said, "I found out by looking through the Ring cam footage. I thought somehow the gate was open and he got out. And then I was horrified when I saw that someone had actually trespassed on our property and took him." Now, the video shows a woman in an oversized gray sweatshirt, a black baseball hat, and black mask. That's kind of a dead giveaway. Just walk into the family's yard and picked up the 12-year-old dog and walked out with
12-year-old it. 12-year-old dog. 12-year-old dog.
That was old as fuck. It's like 100 years old in exactly. human years. So, Bitonio told the local ABC 7 News that the hardest part of the ordeal so far has been trying to explain the crime to his 5-year-old son, who's never known life without Domino. "I just told him, you know, Domino's gone. Some bad people came and they took him, and we may never see him again." Tears came down. He's like, "What do you mean he's gone? What do you mean he's not coming back?" Well, Bitonio noted that he and the family are especially concerned because Domino requires special medication. He said, "It's the holidays. Our dog is 12 years old. Pretty good for a bulldog. This may have been his last Christmas." And he said this, the dad said this with tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
Bitonio said that his family has had Domino since he was just 8 weeks old. He said, "So he's been with us for a long time and a part of our family forever." And thinking about suspects, and Bitonio says that he noticed a woman seemingly staking out his home a mere 20 minutes before Domino was stolen. Mm-hmm. He says he's still holding out hope that they get Domino back. Mm-hmm. "I want to find Domino, and I don't want this to happen to anyone else." Now, Domino is all white. He has a black mask, and he's a little lopsided. Black ears and one distinct tear-shaped black mark on his left side. So, I didn't know this, but French Bulldogs are currently the most popular breed in America, and Frenchie puppies can sell for high prices, yes. which unfortunately makes them a higher, you know,
yeah.
heightened risk for theft.
But that woman didn't know what she was getting into. She got a 12-year-old one with dumbass. Needs.
Dumbass. Well, I'm sure the dog's dead by now. I mean, if he had to have insulin or whatever, he ain't going to live long, right?
Hopefully she had. Yeah.
And that poor baby got a good Christmas.
Maybe they'll get him another puppy for Christmas.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, but I don't think that, you know, they would think that's the right time. It'd be like a week.
Well,
if Juice still might come home.
I hope he comes home.
I do too. Your turn there, Sin.
That's so sad. That woman's probably thinking she's giving her family a great Christmas present.
Yeah.
You know?
Why don't you get a fucking job and quit stealing?
Right. Yeah. Obviously premeditated with the mask and everything.
It's time for Family Matters.
So, a New Mexico teenager has been arrested and charged with murder after he called 911 to report that he killed his parents and siblings.
Nice.
So, on Sunday, December 15th, the New Mexico State Police wrote in a press release that 16-year-old Diego Leyva had been charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder
Great.
For murdering four family members in their Belen home, which is south of Albuquerque.
Okay.
And he called 911 around 3:30 a.m. and confessed to the dispatcher that he killed the family members.
Right.
And when the deputies arrived, he walked out of the residence with his hands in the air and was extremely intoxicated. He was taken into custody without incident. And when the sheriffs went into the house, they found two adults and two teenagers inside the home. And the adults were his parents, and the other children were his siblings. They were all dead from gunshot wounds, and a handgun was found on the kitchen table. Leyva was taken to a nearby hospital to detox from the alcohol and then was booked into the Juvenile Justice Center around 1 a.m. on Sunday. And police added that the motive in the case is still unknown. Doesn't matter. There's no motive that... That makes you kill somebody.
And a lot of times people don't, and it seems like we're on kids today, but the people don't think about kids being evil too. You know, teenagers, kids. Like the girl that shot up the school in Madison.
Right? I know.
And for whatever reason, it happens. And I used to work with them, and it definitely wasn't a hug-a-thug program when they get locked up. Look, to lock a kid up, you got to do some bad shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, the courts don't take that lightly. You know, when the kids come in for the court hearings, they clear the room.
But because they're minors.
Yeah, I understand that.
No, I'm asking, is it because
Yeah. And there's nobody in there, but whoever's testifying and the DA and the defense attorney and the kids, and of course, the kid's family. But so, they take it very seriously, and I guess they're looking towards rehabilitation or something. I don't know, but that dude in your story.
I know. Well, the Belen School District is doing good because they're offering counseling for students and just anyone that needs assistance to get through this. I mean, because obviously these people had friends.
But killed in a car wreck, they send counselors and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Well,
experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I'm going to take you to another. It seems like it's teenage day, right? Well, a 14-year-old boy, he got shot by the police.
Okay.
All right. So the cop said that the teenager hit a garage with a stolen vehicle before he drove it towards the officers. And he's a 14-year-old Ohio boy. And naturally, when they pumped some lead into him, he was seriously injured, but what they were doing, they were out doing car break-ins, and the police responded, and he tried to run him over, and they shot him. Officers from the Cleveland Police 3rd District Vice Unit were investigating a series of more than 30 fresh car break-ins that took place in the city's Midtown neighborhood on the night of Friday, December the 13th. Well, they're... You know, that's kind of a political thing. You get 30 car break-ins. I can remember them, and people will start calling the sheriff or whoever, and they're like, get out there and do something. Get out there and make an arrest. Mm-hmm. So these, you know, vice officers out there look in, and they see a car with three passengers sitting in the driveway of a vacant home on East 146th Street. And this is at 2 a.m. in the morning on Saturday. So police said they tried to make contact with the three people, but they got in the car and drove away, cutting through an empty yard. Police tried to stop the car, but they said the driver headed down west down the city, St. Clair Avenue. Now, later on, about an hour and a half later, on Saturday morning, investigators were still patrolling East 146th Street, and they said they saw the car, which later was identified as a stolen Kia Sportage, and they saw it coming back down the street and pull out of the same driveway. What kind of fucking idiots are these?
Well,
you already been in a, basically a police pursuit. You got away once. You're going to press your luck. So what do they do? The cops approach the car at around 4 a.m. So they got some backup, right? Mm-hmm. They surrounded them. And they found a 14-year-old boy. They, of course, they hadn't released his name. And he was asleep in the driver's seat. God. Yeah. So the cops do what the cops do. They're like, hey, dude, wake up. And as he's waking up, then they're approaching the car. He puts it in the drive, and he hits a police car in the process. And then he puts the car in the reverse and slams it into a garage. Then puts it back in drive, and he drives towards an officer. Naturally, they don't know he's 14 at the time, but they fired at the boy, hitting him one time in the right shoulder. And you have a right to defend yourself as a cop.
He's in a...
So then they drug him out of the car, and they gave him first aid until the EMS took him to the Children's Hospital. And he's been discharged from the hospital, so you can't kill bad grass. The police said that the 14-year-old and another teenager had been charged with another crime and were supposed to be on electronic monitors, but they had cut the monitors off. So the cops also got video footage to show one of the suspects had a gun, and a firearm was recovered from inside the Kia, right? So, and I mean, no cop wants to shoot a 14-year-old.
No.
But no cop wants to get run over. And I used to say, hey, motherfucker, it's me or you. I'm going home
right.
at the end of the shift.
Yeah.
And you're going to hell or jail. Don't matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but they already obviously were in trouble with ankle monitors cut off.
I hate to say this, but this is the truth. Every year, every holiday, whether it's Easter or Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever, the fucking burglaries go through the roof.
Right.
The kids that get out, you know, are in vandalism and shit like that. They get out and drinking, and they got shit else to do, and they decide, I'm going to be a little turd and go break in and steal some shit.
Well, we had several instances happen in Norwood with packages that during when kids are out of school, and we would receive packages and they would be stolen from.
And you can't blame that on kids. I'm talking about specifically motherfuckers breaking into the cars. And most of the time they don't break the windows. They will go down the street. They'll drop their friends off. And this, I'm talking like 20 different times I had this happen. They drop their friends off, and they literally, including it happened to me. They go door to door late at night on these, you know, secluded neighborhoods and pull handles until they find one that's open, and they go in there and they're taking anything it can. So that change you've been saving for McDonald's, or, you know, your firearm you left in your vehicle, which I did, I was guilty of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
They go get it.
Yeah.
And until they go back to little rat asses, go back to school.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, we hung out every night when we were kids, and it was during school break and shit, and probably drank a little beer and shit like that. We weren't breaking anybody's shit though.
No. Yeah. I mean, I was stealing my mama's car to sneak out.
I'm talking about going and stealing other people's shit.
I know.
They're fucking assholes for doing it, and I hope their parents beat their ass. Well, this dude got
shot. Obviously, they didn't get their ass beat enough.
Well, he got shot, so that might want to deter him a little bit.
I hope so.
Yeah. I don't know. I had one guy one time that I arrested for burglary, and he had a colostomy bag or whatever they call that, because he had done another burglary a couple of years before, and the homeowner shot him in the stomach.
Oh, my gosh. And he continued on.
With a bag.
Yeah.
Now, how do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, other than
whatever they call it, colostomy, I don't know the name of it, the bag that helps you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have now?
It's time for Family Matters.
you don't hear of this one very often. So we're going from the kids to the old people.
Right.
She's probably not even our age. She's probably younger than us.
Speak for yourself. No, they're going to another generation.
Another
right?
generation. So Nanny Doss confessed to killing 4 of her husbands, her mother.
What?
Four husbands. 4 of her husbands.
Yeah.
Her mother.
Plus, I mean, she had more.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. 2 of her children, 2 of her grandsons, and a mother-in-law over a 27-year killing spree.
Oh, wow.
So she's just seemed like a loving grandmother with a charming smile. This was in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
But investigators began to suspect there was something sinister behind that smile. After
hell, she killed half the population of Oklahoma.
After every member of her family mysteriously died one by one over the years. At the end, they named her Giggling Granny. She finally admitted to killing 11 of her family members. So the sensational case made headlines across the country at the time, and it's been recently sparked in some newfound attention on social media. So, yeah. You know, those keyboard sleuths, you know, have found her and brought notice to her.
And somebody out there thinks she's innocent.
And they're looking back at Doss's crimes and how authorities in Oklahoma finally came to realize that she was responsible for her family members' deaths. Her childhood was heavily impacted by abusive and demanding people such as her father. Mm-hmm. And
of people are. They don't kill generations of their family.
You're right. And she was born in 1905, and she said to have had a difficult and unhappy childhood.
Okay.
And her father largely kept her out of school to work on the family's farm.
That was typical back then.
He forbade his daughters from wearing makeup or dress clothes growing up.
We still don't see a reason to kill anybody.
And Doss's father kept her and her 3 sisters from attending social events as well.
Still no series to kill your family.
So one time when she was on a train, she had her head slammed into a metal bar. Okay. And apparently that contributed to her struggles growing up.
Okay.
The injury led to severe headaches. And impacted her view of life as a whole.
Still not a reason to kill your family.
So Doss had 5 husbands, and
I guess because she had a head injury that she had a bunch of marriages.
Well,
still not a reason.
She married the first one at the encouragement of her father when she was 16 years old. And she and her first husband, Charlie Braggs, had 4 daughters. Between 1923 to 1927. So that was back to back to back.
Didn't have electricity.
While living with his mother. 2 of her daughters suddenly died in 1927 from suspected food poisoning, prompting Braggs to become suspicious and leave his wife. So the first husband left her after 2 of their children died. And
he got sick too and didn't want to eat more of that food.
Probably. And he took the other daughter with him.
Good for him.
And then Braggs's mother then suddenly died.
Oh, shit.
And he returned to his childhood home soon after, and he divorced Doss. Mm. Then she had 1 surviving husband out of the 5, 1 survived. So the newspaper reported that Doss went on to have 4 more men, and they list that, but he was an alcoholic who died of ingesting rat poison.
Shit.
And, but that was 16 years into their marriage. So he lasted a pretty long time. And then Artie Lanning, an alcoholic womanizer, also died after ingesting rat poison.
Yeah.
Maybe she watched 9 to 5. I mean, maybe this is where 9 to 5 came from. Remember when they got their boss?
Maybe, but I forgot.
They would get, they gave him rat poison. And then, my gosh, she goes on to burn down her house with one of her husband's mothers inside.
Nice.
And I mean, this isn't funny, but my gosh.
It's an abyss to the Middle East next time we have a war.
I know.
I just let her kill everybody.
So Richard Morton died 3 months into their marriage after drinking coffee spiked with arsenic.
Nice.
And then Samuel Doss, which was the final last.
Don't you think at some point, if they knew about the rat poison and arsenic, et cetera, they should have done something?
I mean, again, the next husband died a little more than a year into their marriage from similar arsenic poison found in his coffee.
I get it.
Dalsa's final husband.
Why don't you let me make you a cup of coffee?
You did today.
Yeah, don't do that.
Dalsa's final husband's death raised suspicion, you think, leading to a local doctor performing an autopsy that revealed the massive amount of arsenic found in his system. And then she confessed to the killings.
Did she get the death penalty?
She confessed to the crimes while being questioned for Samuel's murder, according to the Encyclopedia of Alabama, leading to the initial death sentence after she was found guilty for murder.
So she got a death sentence.
Yes. A judge later declared her insane, which removed her death sentence. And she died in custody in McAllister State Prison in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when she was diagnosed with leukemia. She was 59 years old when she died, 10 years after she was taken into custody. That's a mess of a story.
Fires of hell burned a little bit brighter when she got there. It takes all kinds, grandmas and whatever, whatever, whatever. Holy shit, man. I don't get it. Wow.
That was a lot.
We just can't get away from this theme today.
It's time for Family Matters.
So let me tell you about Richard Flugel Sr. and his son.
Okay.
Sr. was found dead inside a car after Jr., get it, same name, tried to turn his body in. Yeah, stick with me. So authorities in New York arrested 30-year-old Jr. After he drove to the sheriff's office to turn in the dead body of his father.
Okay.
Right? So the investigation, not laughing, but the investigation began over the weekend when police in the town of Irondequoit, New York, were notified that Richard Flugel Sr., who was 60, hadn't come home on Sunday, December the 8th. And Flugel did not show up for a flight the next morning. So he was going on a trip. On Monday, the police and the Livingston County officials began investigating the matter. Around 11:30 p.m. that day, the county's emergency services got a call about a man who was parking in the sheriff's office parking lot. And he wanted to turn in a dead body. That's the truth. You can't make this shit up. So, there's deputies responded to their own office, and they met Richard Flugel Jr., who was the son of the missing man. And the deputies found Flugel Sr. fatally shot inside his son's car. Investigators say the shooting occurred when the father and son were in the town of Ocean, which was roughly an hour from Irondequoit, and they didn't have any further details, such as the time of death, et cetera. But a friend of Flugel Sr. told local 13 Wham News that the victim was a father of two who enjoyed traveling and riding motorcycles. He is a hell of a friend. Everybody, Chris Norton told the news. I don't know one person who came across him and had anything bad to say about him. And on Wednesday, Norton wrote in a Facebook post, "Rest in peace, my brother, till we ride again. But I know you will be with me on every ride I take from now on, every cigar I light, and every glass of bourbon that I drink." Well, of course, Flugel Jr. has been charged with murder and tampering with physical evidence, as well as weapon charges, and his ass is locked up in jail. And there is a...
It's time for Family Matters.
It's the time of the holidays, huh, Sam?
That is the... That's
family
just,
this, family that.
Family, family,
grandmas,
family.
Grandmas, kids, dads, just moms locking kids up and only getting 4 years in prison.
I can't...
I wish, boy, if I did, I was never going to law school because I didn't want to sit behind the same desk and all that bullshit. But if I did, I'd have been a DA first, like my one grandfather. Then mm-hmm. I would have been a judge, and they'd have called me the fucking hanging judge.
Yes,
I'd have fried motherfuckers. And that's just the way that it is. That's the way I feel.
I don't think you would have stopped there. I think had you taken that role, you would have ran for some type of public office.
Nope.
I really
people,
do.
People say, ask me all the time, "I want you to run for this, run for that." I'm like, motherfucker, you don't want me to be your chief of police.
No, but I'm just saying, knowing you and the way you attack things and go and you're all in, had you gone that route?
No, because they're politics. I always have been, always will be. We don't do politics on here for a reason, because of how I feel about them.
I know.
And that's not crime. But the back to it, I'd have been a hanging judge.
Yeah.
Motherfucker would have been scared to come in my courtroom.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not scared anymore. That you get 4 years for locking your
kids up. Yeah.
I mean,
locking them and beating them and not feeding them and, because you, whatever.
But that's
so fucking stupid. This dude shoots his dad and turns him, brings him his body.
Just drives him up there.
Hey, you looking my dad out?
My daddy was mean to me when I was younger and slammed my head. And so I'm going to kill four husbands.
In a wall on a train. Mm-hmm. So I killed him. Yeah.
And my kids and my mother-in-law and four of my five husbands, just because my daddy was rough on me.
You know, I saw something yesterday and I'm thankful for this. I don't even like to talk about this case because it's so fucking stupid. But the Menendez brothers, how they're mm-hmm. trying to give me a new trial, saying, ooh, there was sexual abuse. Again, how many people have I dealt with that were sexually abused that don't kill their people, right? Well, they got a new elected DA mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, and he came out yesterday and said, not so fast.
Good.
And we're going to take our time on this. And basically, like, why? And he said this to a certain extent. Why in the fuck would we give these two the freedom when there's a whole bunch of people that are in prison and that commit heinous crimes and they are also victims of abuse?
Yeah, it would start a whole precedent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, the whatever. So anyway, that's it. And love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. It's holiday season. It is upon us.
It is upon us.
Family members coming in and all that good shit. So, but that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that I know you. That is not all you have to say.
Yeah, but that's all I got to say on there. Hey, and I'm Woody Everton, your host of True Crime Time 4 this Wednesday.
And I'm his co-host,
Cindy Overton. Say your name for you.
Cindy.
We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.